Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And before we go to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, congratulations to the Georgia Bulldogs on just a magnificent victory, come from behind, and my goodness, 33-18 over Alabama, and I mean, boy, 41 years since they've won a national title, and in attendance in one of the boxes in Indianapolis was Vince Dooley, the last coach to win with the Georgia Bulldogs. It was really something to see him, because he's got to be pushing 90. So, let's go over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California. IA. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What'd you think?
Oh, well, it sounded good. Yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. 41 years, and the coach that won the last one was in the stands.
Yeah, that is really something.
Yep. All right, well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, obviously, everybody's talking in the sports world about the Georgia Bulldogs, and they will be for a while, and that's really great. But we've got Joe Biden in the news for all the wrong reasons. Joe Biden got more bad news from House Democrats as his failures are starting to pile up. Now, what I mean by bad news is we knew that there were 25 congressmen and women that were not going to run for re-election, correct?
That's right.
As of yesterday, it went up to 26.
Right.
And the majority of these people are in districts that are either on the bubble, on the edge, and these Democrats are scared to death that they might lose. So this is why they're bowing out.
Well, they certainly are seeing the handwriting on the wall for various reasons, and whatever they're going to do, if they're going to go run for something else or take another job or go to a think tank or whatever it is that they're going to go do, they know that they can't do it in Congress anymore, because they simply understand these polling numbers are dismal. there's no way that Biden's going to be able to right the ship. At least they don't think so. And so they're heading for the hills.
Well, there's too many negatives involved here. And never mind the polls. Let's just go with the negatives. There's way too many negatives out here. Democrats are now starting to gripe and bitch and moan about the COVID response, which is really getting their goats. The COVID response to the from Joe Biden and all the promises that he made, and it's obvious that none of those are going to happen. I mean, he's just absolutely blown it.
Well, that is absolutely right. And I don't think that there's something that he can do. With the possible exception of trying to put things back the way that they were, but they're never going to agree to ever do something like that.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would never in 100 years go back to doing the one thing that could straighten this up faster than anything, and that's to get our Keystone XL pipeline back in order, get our oil pumping again, get our refineries working overtime like they were, making us energy self-sufficient. They would never do that.
No, they wouldn't. And at the same time, the American people, Captain, don't appreciate basically, you know, having these Democrat Party elite politicians sort of look at them and say, no, everything's kind of going good, or we're going to fix everything, when they realize the genesis, just like what you're talking about, just tanking our energy independence completely. And this led to more inflation, higher costs, et cetera, and people understand exactly what's going on.
Now, Kevin McCarthy has got an interview video with Breitbart News out there, and he's laid out the GOP commitment to America. Now, I remember back when Newt Gingrich had the contract with America. Now we have the commitment to America, which is a clear contrast between the Republicans and the Democrats for the midterm elections. And by the way, he pledged of no amnesty for anybody when it comes to the illegals. And no gun control if he becomes the speaker. Plus, he also plans to boot Omar, Swalwell, and Schiff off the committees they're on that they couldn't get on in a regular day job because of their security clearances.
Well, and it's about time, isn't it? Because we've talked about this so many times, Captain, especially where Swalwell's concerned. And yes, he's a member of Congress, so he's not subject to the background check, but boy, oh boy.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more Kyle Warren right after this break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and we always have a lot of fun with the gang that shows up there. And of course, you can stop by and be part of the captain's army and get involved in some of the great conversations we have there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website and company. And by the way, don't forget that you can go over there, take a look at whatever he has for sale. And by the way, they've reduced a bunch of items now to make some room in their warehouse. By you can save money by using the promo code, the word CAPTAIN. That's what you do. The promo code is CAPTAIN. Because everything that you see there that you can buy says with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. Now, if you go to the Radio Listeners Specials page, you'll see some phenomenal savings there. 50%, two-thirds, 67%, three-quarters, 75% off a lot of items that were marked a little bit higher. And again, it's to lower the inventory so they can get some more new things in. So take a look, MyPillow.com, promo code is CAPTAIN. If you want to call them, you can. Their number is 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com, promo code is CAPTAIN. Telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden's COVID response has been put on notice as lawmakers, including those from his own party, are vowing a rude awakening is on the horizon for his failed COVID strategy.
Well, exactly right. Joe Biden came into office, at least during the campaign, said he knew how to manage COVID, that he had a plan. But now it looks like they're going backwards. People are lining up for testing. You got a lot of people who are out with the virus. There's a huge problem with testing and getting the tests out there. And the Biden administration, Captain, looks as if they just don't have a clue of what to do next. And, they're hoping that maybe it starts to sort of die down in terms of the massive amount of new Omicron cases, but that's not a plan.
Well, they don't have a plan. They never did have a plan, and they still don't have a plan.
No, they don't. And, they tried to do a lot of sort of optics on this since day one of the Biden administration, namely wearing masks a lot and sort of emphasizing these things. But I think people are starting to see a lot of that was sort of just for show, and there really wasn't this thing going on that was meant to make it better.
The big thing with the people wearing masks everywhere they go is they'll say, well, this is so that I don't catch the COVID, or I don't this or I don't that. And then I look at them and I tell them, I said, that's a cloth mask you're wearing. Do you realize that that is the same thing as having a window screen on your face?
Precisely. And it is interesting.
And they look at me like, what?
Right. Well, exactly. You've been saying that literally since day one.
Day one.
But now suddenly, because of Omicron, how it breaks through, and even if you're vaccinated and boosted and so forth, now they're wanting you to wear the medical grade or N94K and N95 masks. It's as if, Captain, they're thinking, oh, no, I mean, this is really getting to be something here. So we're going to stop with the just have a normal or just have some kind of cloth face covering, because that was never medically sound to begin with.
I was in a discount of pharmacy yesterday that sells groceries, and a lot of their shelves were bare. That's a given. Anywhere you go, you're going to see that. So for Joe saying that things are coming back, they're not. This is just the opposite of what I had seen the week before, by the way. But the manager had a respirator on with a filter on the left side of his face and a filter on the right side of his face. That is the kind of mask, if you really want to be protected, that you need to be wearing.
Well, precisely. But the practicality of every American getting something like that, early on I thought, well, they're going to issue everybody a space helmet or something like that, because, obviously you can't simply put a bandana over your face and figure, I mean, that's okay, I guess, if you're going to rob the train in the Old West or something, but it doesn't do anything now for COVID. But, these are really serious issues that are going to, I think, really create a real consternation in the American voter to say, the Democrats have failed us on this. They said they were going to do it, but they couldn't do it, wouldn't do it.
All right, I got a couple of things to hear about Nancy Pelosi. Folks, imagine this one, first of all. Businesses connected to Nancy Pelosi have been spared from liberal cities where the smash-and-grab crime sprees have been going on. Now, I'll repeat that. Businesses associated in any way with Nancy Pelosi, either friends of her or people that know her, however that may happen to be, have been spared from the smash-and-grab sprees that have gone on in many of the liberal cities across the country. Kyle, do you think that's just a coincidence?
Well, it's very interesting, to say the least, especially if this is in the same basic area where these things are happening.
It is.
Yeah, namely, there's evidently...
These are high-end stores.
Right, and evidently her financial disclosure includes a commercial property that has the same address as, a Walgreens center, basically. That seems to have been spared.
Yeah, haven't touched it.
Right. So, we don't know exactly what might be going on behind the scenes, but...
And they've been burning drugstores to the ground around the country.
Well, that, and they've been coming in, and they've, especially these smash and grabs, have been, to say the least, very dramatic, and very, very frightening, and causing these store chains to actually say we're pulling out, we're closing down these stores. So yeah, mm-hmm. It is a very interesting story.
Now Nancy had a comment yesterday to those people that were chastising her about the insider trading and the $30 million that she made, and she said, as she was defending other lawmakers from trading stocks, despite the media expose of the conflicts that were being mentioned, she said it's just one of the perks that comes with being a member of Congress.
Yeah, it's one of the perks, and I guess it's also, she said, because this is...
However, it is against the law. Denise Simon and I talked about that yesterday, what the law was that was passed under the Obama administration, and nobody is enforcing it.
Well, that's true. Exactly. But the optics of it, number one, are really bad, and as they become, and hopefully more people will be talking about it, so the American people understand. It's very disconcerting to think you elect someone to go represent you in the House of Representatives or in Congress, basically, and yet they seem to line their pockets. No surprise there for politicians, obviously, but they're able to do things that would land anybody else in jail.
Now, frustrated Americans, which include both Democrats and Republicans and independents, have unleashed their fury on Joe Biden as they have been encountering these desolate, empty grocery store shelves. Now, I'll take it one step further. I was in a drugstore that sells grocery items, and they had a bunch of empty shelves.
I can imagine. Yeah, I've seen the same kind of thing at the local grocery store and so forth, that they spread the products out to try to make it look as though the shelves aren't completely bare.
They couldn't do it here because they didn't have product to spread out.
Right, exactly. Well, there's a hashtag that's trending, Captain, and it's called hashtag Bare Shelves Biden.
That's right.
So here
I used it twice yesterday.
Yeah, with another moniker, basically, for Joe Biden. I don't know how they really can defend against this, because it's something people can see when they walk out their front door or go to the store. They see it. They can't be told that you know, don't believe your lying eyes. That's, I guess, the new strategy. But it's impossible. And when this starts trending, and you start seeing the bare shelves at a Trader Joe's or other places like that, it's something that the Biden administration can't simply say, oh, no, it's not like that. It's all okay. You're fine.
You know what I just thought of when you said lying eyes?
What's that?
The song, You Can't Hide Your Lying Eyes.
Yeah, the Eagles.
By the Eagles.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what I just thought of.
Yeah, good song.
Oh, well, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And there's some strange guy that's going to take us to break here. We'll just wait for him to say something. He's getting ready.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. Please whine about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is thinking ahead. In an interview Monday, he told Breitbart if Republicans win the House this November, he'll block Representatives Ilhan Omar, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and other Democratic lawmakers from serving on committees.
If Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason why he should be given one to be on Intel or Homeland Security. Ilhan Omar should not be serving on foreign affairs.
Russia and the U.S. tried to talk it out, but the two remained far apart after discussions surrounding diffusing tensions at the Ukraine border idled. Moscow keeps insisting on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military's alliance deployments in Eastern Europe. Washington is firmly rejecting the demands as a non-starter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, I was on the phone yesterday to our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, and Robert, too, the chief financial officer. I was talking to them. We had one of those calls where, you know, they talk to the endorsers and all that stuff. And I found out a couple of interesting things. First of all, Relief Factor has got a lot of different health products over there now. They've got some of the vitamins that help you with the COVID to where you wouldn't have to take the vaccine. For example, vitamin D, zinc, a couple of other vitamins in there to help you. So that's over there at very reasonable prices. And not only can you still get the Relief Factor, which is a product that I take and have been for over 7 years to get rid of the pain and the discomfort I have in my left leg, which, by the way, my left leg is almost back down to its normal size right now because they have a pressure soft cast on my leg because of what happened to me about 10 days ago. So that's a long story for a different day. But anyway, I've got that on. It's all the way down to the bottom of my foot, almost to my knee on my left leg. But it's helping because it's keeping the compression there. So if the leg wants to be its normal self and not what it was, being all swollen up and hurting. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, because they did give me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, it's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there, and for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start. There are no clubs to join, no additional charges, none of that stuff. You buy it to start with for $19.95, and then, of course, it goes to a monthly charge, and you can just do the math and figure out what that would be. Now, the other thing is, as I said, they've got a lot of other health products over there now. They've added things to their line by request, and they're very reasonable, too. So check them out, relieffactor.com/captain. You will not be disappointed. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly, you live in California.
Right.
And everybody's scratching their head going, why in the hell are you still there?
Yeah.
But an interesting survey came out yesterday from the people that lived in California, in Washington State, in Oregon, that were leaving those states. And I'll give you the top five states where they were going. Ready?
Okay.
I'll do it backwards. Arizona, number 5. South Carolina, number 4. Tennessee, number 3. No state income tax. Florida, number 2. No state income tax. And Texas is the number 1 state where they're going. No state income tax. How about that?
Yeah, you start to see a little bit of a pattern developing there.
Well, why would you want to go to another state and wind up paying a whole another bunch of taxes on top of the taxes you've already got? That's defeating the purpose. If you're going to take a step up and you want to live in an area where it's a little bit more affordable, why would you even go to places like the blue states where you know it's so expensive to live, like Illinois? Who wants to go live in Illinois?
Right. Well, that's right. And, you know, they're demonstrating, you know, in a very practical way, in a real world way, you know, how to attract people, how to attract business, how to be successful. And by contrast, the blue states in so many ways, especially California, are demonstrating how do you repel people in business?
Well, how do you put businesses out of business is more like it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, how do you make it so difficult, so onerous, in order to open a business or to just live in the state? And so many people, Captain, because the old saying is, if you leave California, you can't come back because you'll never afford really to be able to buy back in. If you want to buy a home, this kind of thing, just depending. Some people maybe have very different sort of financial situations, but generally speaking, most people who have been living in their house for many, many years couldn't rebuy it today at today's prices.
Yeah, I know. By the way, Joe Biden said that he would unite us, remember?
Right.
How's that working out?
Well, not working out at all. If anything, the country is much more divided. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Captain, it's not divided because we're getting a slate of mean tweets every morning. We're divided because of the way that the Democrat Party elite have tried to force down our throats all this stuff, including Build Back Better. They've essentially called people just about every name in the book, it would seem, and really created a situation where people, you know, just feel like, well, we're at each other's throats, and we don't have to be.
Now, AOC yesterday made a whole bunch of just nonsensical, idiotic statements about how sexy she was and how people were just enthralled with her, and they were trying to, you know, seduce her and this, that, and the other, and a whole bunch of crap. And I'm thinking to myself, is she out of her mind?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. That's a really good question.
I mean, to bring up questions, comments like that, is she out of her mind?
Well, it does seem to be pretty much beyond the realm, beyond the scope of what we're talking about in terms of our civil and public discourse about governance and things like that. So it kind of goes to the idea that when you got nothing, I mean, this isn't.
Well, she's got COVID.
Well, that's true, but this goes beyond just even throwing dirt in the air and see what happens next. This is something where I think she's literally scraping the bottom of the barrel. She's got no argument. She doesn't want to talk about policy. She's just going to talk about this kind of thing, and it sounds like she's making it.
By the way, there was a rumor. It was an internet rumor, I think, but there was a rumor that she already had tested positive for COVID before she went to Florida.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah,
she's just using that as an excuse, but I don't know that to be true. It was an internet rumor that popped out.
Yeah, and, you know, I suppose, you know, we can give it the credit there that you would any internet rumor.
Well, when I take a look at some of these websites and some of their names, I just go, yep, that's another one of them.
That's right, yeah. So mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You know, let's give it the mm-hmm. credit that it's due, which is
yeah,
zero.
there's so many of these third world websites that are out there. People start just posting things, you know, one after the other going, oh, look. And then you got to realize what it is you're posting it from. They're not credible, a lot of these websites.
Well, that's right.
They just aren't.
Yeah, so we'll, you know, maybe something else will come out about it. But the fact is, evidently, she contracted COVID and hopefully recovers without any kind of problem.
Now, we'll talk about Georgia again in this respect. The Georgia Secretary of State, who I'm beginning to have a lot of respect for, says we should have a constitutional amendment that says only American citizens can vote in our elections.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about, in addition to national voter ID, that concept, basically, to have to identify that you are eligible to vote. And certainly a constitutional amendment, that's a hurdle to get over in almost any sense, but there would have to be, I think, a real upswell for that to happen. But talking about it and introducing that subject, I think, puts it on the radar, especially for the upcoming elections, to really drive that point home that, you know, is somebody else making decisions and taking away your right to make the decisions that are really yours to make? And I think it's a good question.
Now, our nation awaits the Supreme Court's ruling on whether or not the Occupational Safety and Health Administration can force private employers to require vaccinations as the price of continued employment. Now, not every good idea should be a government mandate. And more importantly, nothing in the Constitution, and I checked, nothing in the Constitution grants the federal government a general police power like this to do such a thing. And Congress never, never gave OSHA the authority to impose vaccine mandates. Not ever.
Well, that's right. And really, if Congress were to take it up, then that might be a different story, because it seems to be in the purview of Congress rather than the executive branch. And certainly by making these kinds of mandates, you know, people really, and even if Congress were to do that, you know, people, generally speaking, don't want more government mandates about things. I think it's going to flesh out within the private sector. We'll see that there will be a reason to have people get vaccinated. At least that'll be their policy. But then we go to, what about revealing people's medical information or status? So that's a whole other question, too.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, too. Our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Got a whole bunch of snow up there off the lakes tonight. We'll tell you where it's at. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 56...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that was requested by Leo down in Miami, Kyle, and Leo got to hear his song.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, all the way back to 1986.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, by the way, let me just mention a little something before we get going on the weather. The big old lake effect machine is cranked up in upstate New York, as well as in western New York, all the way across the Lake Erie shoreline, almost to Toledo. Holy Toledo and snow, too. And we'll tell you more about that after Carl tells you what's going on out west.
All right, Captain. Well, right now in Seattle, Washington, it's raining in Seattle, Washington. It looks like we got rain at least all the way through Thursday at this point, so we do have some flood watches right there around Seattle, Washington. Winter weather advisory, though, as you move east out of Seattle, heading towards Spokane, Washington, for example, winter weather advisory in that entire region. Also, up in northern Montana, heading down towards Missoula, it looks like we still have that winter weather in that area. Now, right now, 4th of July pass looks like it's not doing too bad, but 4th of July pass looks like we've got snow with mixing of rain on Tuesday, turning to rain on Wednesday and Thursday. Right now, 31 degrees, so be aware of that. Also, we've got wind advisory for our friends near Bozeman, Montana, also near Livingston, Montana, so beware of that. Also, high winds tonight, looks like north of Cheyenne on I-25. Also, as you head out along I-80, you're going to be encountering high winds as well. This is going to be west of Laramie, up towards Elk Mountain, and looks like near Rock River and so forth. You're definitely going to be having those high winds. No surprise there. That's a main staple in that area. Also, in California tonight, drivers, we've got, again, a dense fog advisory. This is starting right along near Bakersfield, along California Highway 99. Doesn't look like the 5 is impacted in that regard, but just California 99 as you head through Fresno up towards Merced. And then we've got some high wind watches. This also is north of Los Angeles, so high-profile vehicles, be careful going through the Grapevine, and a wind advisory. Generally speaking, in the Southern California areas, we've got some northeast winds that are making their way down from the north and then coming out towards the Pacific Ocean there. That may be in place there for at least a couple of days, and a little bit higher temperatures in California over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, if you're traveling upstate New York on I-81 tonight, be aware, once you get north of Binghamton, you start climbing up into the what they call the southern foothills, which would be mountains anywhere else, you're going to drive into snow. You're going to be in it and out of it all the way to Syracuse and then all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge. And it's got a 30 to 35 mile an hour wind behind it. There'll be areas where there'll be blowing and drifting snow. You may not be able to see, so be advised of that. The snow is projected to finish when it does finish, somewhere between 2 feet, maybe in some areas 3 feet of snow, depending on where you happen to land up. Now, there is a bunch of snow in the southwestern corner of New York State from the state line, Ripley, over east past the Indian Reservation and on up to Buffalo. That whole area in there has just been blanketed with heavy snow for the last 24 hours, and it's not going to stop until about noontime, 1, 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's today. Now, up in Michigan, upper Michigan, you've got cold temperatures. You've got some wind blowing around. You got a little bit of snow up there. Not much to speak of yet. There has been plenty of snow before last night. And the temperatures in North, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, most of Illinois, most of Indiana, most of Michigan, most of Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, the Carolinas in the mountains, down into Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi in the higher elevations. Everything is pretty much below freezing and single digits, if not below zero, in many of the other areas. Now, we do have a heavy frost warning for Georgia just west of Brunswick going towards Valdosta. And New York up there tonight, you've got some wind along the water as well as some unsettled conditions. Looks like a little bit of fog maybe in the Chesapeake Bay, but lots of cold temperatures all the way up through New England as well, with snow on and off in many areas up there, all the way to Maine, all the way from upstate New York. Okay, Kyle, The Flying J and the Pilots are the ones that bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Tell us about them.
Well, that's right, Captain. Don't forget, pro drivers, you know, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Now try that with 15 with the other guys. So you definitely want to check out the Pilot and Flying J and their Drivers Club so you can start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you.
Right.
Join the Drivers Club right there on site. You can also download the My Rewards Plus app where you can keep track of all your points as you build them up. Use them for all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot or Flying J. And also check out their cup of coffee because we think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Right. And I want to thank Therese for his little email here. Appreciate that. And, I'm taking all that into consideration, so thanks a lot. And, by the way, Leo hasn't said anything yet. I would have thought we might have heard from him because of the fact that we played the song and he's been begging for me to play.
Yeah, well, hopefully you heard it, absolutely.
Well, if he didn't, I'm not going to play it again. One shot at it, Leo, one shot. We played it. By the way, Mike in Clearwater is listening. It's your turn today over there. At Mission Barbecue, John will pick you up. So get your butt over there. Find out what it's like to be with a bunch of Americans. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition. That means it's Have Lunch for the Day, Captain Day, over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, just east of the Veterans Expressway. I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.